Hey y'all, I'm Myth, and I'm the weirdest bitch you know. This is my podcast. Hello, friends. I am here with our collective tarot transmission for the new moon in Gemini. I am up late. It's still retrograde. I'm up late with feelings, honestly. I planned to do this earlier today, and just too many other things happened. And then I thought I chose to rest, and I really couldn't sleep. So here we are. I'm going to talk to you about this Gemini new moon and what I'm feeling for it. For, you know, the invitations for this moment. Let me back it up. We're in a lover's year in 2022. And I get that by adding 2 + 0 + 2 + 2. And that equals 6. And 6 corresponds to the lovers in the tarot. And I love this energy. I am actually a lover's life card person. And once, I can't speak for everyone, but what I notice for myself and others that I have given their life card to, it's that every year that we live through our archetypes, we notice more and more, not just what they mean, but how they are us, how we are related to it, and how they're sort of like an assignment for our lives, just my opinion. So the method I use is from Mary Kay Greer. I did not come up with it. She did a lot of work with numerology and the tarot, and I have my own way of, you know, I won't say expanding it, but I put my own flair on the way that I view it. And yeah, so we're in a lover's year. We're in lover's season, Gemini season, because Gemini and Mercury are related to the lover's card. So we're, and this is also a lover's new moon. And I have really just a lot of great fresh start sort of energy. But I don't know about you. This is such a busy time in the year. I mean, not just externally, but internally as well, with ideas flowing, with, communication, I find. And then we have, you know, we're still technically in Mercury retrograde during Gemini season, Gemini new moon. You know, if you've been having lots of realizations and things coming to a head with this eclipse energy that we're finally moving out of, you know, I feel like even though it's still retrograde, I'm starting to feel that ease just a little bit more. And I do think that ease, where we can cultivate it and choose it, is so important. And I do mean choose, because one of the older versions, interpretations of the lover's card is about choice. And I do believe there are times where being told we have a choice, it feels really invalidating or insulting, because we're experiencing trauma or oppression in some way. And so being told that we have a choice while we're being oppressed can feel pretty terrible. So I'm not here to do that, but I just want to frame what I mean by choice, which is that we usually have more than two options. We usually have options. They're not necessarily good options, right? But Gemini, and I think lover's energy in particular, it's like, it's really not, though it does seem, you know, it's the two figures coming together to pursue the great work, right? Represented by the mountain in the background of the card. I don't see this card as being binary. I think it's non-binary or maybe even anti-binary. It really forces us to see context and to have a deeper sort of communication with ourselves and each other. So anyway, we're all moving through lover's energy. If we agree that the year is 2022, if we agree that this is, you know, Gemini / lover season, and for this new moon in particular, it is a great time to create something that you share. So doing a podcast, sharing this transmission, this is, I believe, can be traced back to, you know, my lover's energy that need to connect, have a deeper connection than our day-to-day existence, right? I pulled some cards and yeah, I want to just go over them briefly. I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time on them just because I think they're all things we've kind of been over and it's like we're still just working through it. But I do want to also mention that like it's really important to engage, especially in dialogue with yourself, with curiosity and with, you know, it's hard to say sometimes exactly what I mean, but levity, if you can find a sense of lightness and cultivate ease where you can, things are extremely heavy externally and out in the world. I mean, the way we treat each other, excuse me, it's looking pretty bleak. And so I'm trying not to let that bleed too much into really the advice that I keep hearing from my guides is like, keep it light, keep things light. I think light doesn't have to mean that we're making light of something that's heavy. It doesn't have to mean we're, you know, making victims like the butt of jokes. I hate that. And I'm seeing that. It's like we've gotten really disconnected, you know. So, but there is that sense of like casting light where there's darkness otherwise, right? Illuminating and communicating on a deeper level, connecting. So, we're moving out of. I'm just going to give you an overview of the cards because, like, a lot of these we've had pretty recently. We have Eight of Wands reversed as what we're moving out of. And I find that to be, you know, I think of this engine like revving and just burning gas, but we're not really going anywhere, right? So like even projects that we start and then don't finish, if that's something that you do, like, first of all, you're in good company, but also it's like, okay, because we run out of steam, but we're learning, I think, how to manage our energy better, right? We're learning how to channel our energy and bring ourselves back to the task at hand, the things we really care about and value. And I love to see that. I see people being more and more conscious of what they're, you know, feeding into and what they're giving their attention to. And that is a lesson I'm learning constantly because I think one of my biggest vices is engaging with people when I already sort of know that they're not interested in a good faith conversation or a good faith dialogue. I'll continue to, like, you know, use my energy in ways that sort of violate my own personal code. So if that's something you've been working on, I do think there's progress available here. Okay. Underneath this present moment, we have the Hanged One. So it's like busy, 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 but then deep, deep at the root, it's Hanged Man, the Hangman card, which is the card of being still, being forced to pause, being forced to quit and observe. You know, it's like the universe giving you a timeout. Never thought of that metaphor before, but that's sort of what came up. So yeah, there's a timeout and it's for your benefit so you can learn. But this is hard for me to cope with, this card, the Hanged Man, because it feels like things are actually very busy and I'm very overstimulated. But then again, and it feels like things are moving quickly, but in other ways, yes, there is that sense of, okay, I have to be in this discomfort, you know? And I think, yeah, we're here collectively. We're here in the discomfort. The middle card, so this present moment right now, is the Five of Cups reversed. Not a huge surprise. You know, what I hear from this card is like grief. You know, there's this collective grief. And in the reverse position, you know, I really feel like some people are, we're feeling everything. And that is hard to do and continue to function. other people, others among us, there, you know, there's as many ways to cope as there are people, but there's really two camps that I'm noticing, and not to get too binary, right? Because lovers energy, it's like reject the binary, but you know, the other camp is people who are totally numb, who've become apathetic, who've decided in some way, consciously or unconsciously, that they can't do anything. So they're just, you know, not really feeling all of the feelings that may be coming up, because it's super painful. It is super painful to, honestly, to even like open social media and see the amount of destruction and horrible acts that are committed daily. We're really, I don't believe our brains are really meant to process that much horrible information. But yeah, so we do have this Five of Cups. It's like, however you're holding yourself together right now, I do hear that how we're coping in this moment is, it's a defining moment, right? We get to make a choice here. Am I gonna, you know, cope in this way, you know, in ways that numb my senses? Am I gonna cope in ways that are actionable and where I can actually try to help someone? You know, you get to decide. You totally, and it's not just those two choices. You have many choices, right? Am I going to maybe log offline and get more involved in my community? Am I going to, you know, these are the questions, and this is a great time not just to talk with people close to you and ask these important questions, but to get real with yourself and talk to yourself. Ask yourself these questions. And one that I use often is like, where am I putting my energy today? And I've posted that question a few times and people like respond with things like, what energy? I don't have any energy. If you have enough space, enough energy to type a response like that, you have a sense of what I'm talking about. Energy doesn't mean we have ability. Or that we have, like, you know, gumption or motivation. You know, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about your life force. What direction are you pointing your arrow? Okay. Maybe there's a Sagittarius listening to this that needed to hear that. But yeah, where are you pointing? Where are you orienting yourself in the day? Where are you going to put your attention? Okay. Yeah, one of my habits that I'm really trying to break is giving my attention to, you know, yeah, those limited beliefs that people sometimes push as reality. And actually, I won't go into this too long, but I asked someone that question recently. How do I deal with people aggressively pushing their limited beliefs on me, projecting onto me in that way? And you know, this is the magical question. I have to, one of the answers that came up was, do they have a life that I would want? Is there a reason I should respect their opinion? You know, we can also have compassion for people and not just take what they're saying as true. And this has been one of those lessons that's taken me a long time, because naively I've thought sort of always that everybody has, you know, I should hear out everybody about everything. And with the internet the way it is, with our world the way it is, like, I can't actually do that. And it turns out I don't actually owe anybody that. We don't owe people that, unless you're an elected official. And then I wish y'all would listen, but they're not listening to this podcast. Okay. On top, on the surface, or, you know, in this spread, in this present moment, up high, right? Oh, the overlay to all of this is our temperance card, which we haven't seen in a while, but oh my goodness, temperance. This is that card of connection with the divine and receiving wisdom to share with community specifically. It's like an angel, right? One foot on land, one foot in water. And it's this liminal space, right? Where you go between worlds in temperance. And it truly is not just for yourself. But yeah, I mean, to me, this card represents, you know, telepathy, magic, people being able to communicate in ways that, you know, it comes back again to communication, but people being able to, you know, remotely view things, you know, all these things that, you know, there's a chorus of people that say it's fake, and that's, you know, that's fine, that they have to, because when you don't have any magic, right? Like, it's easy to say magic is fake. It's like, because you don't have any in you. And that, make no mistake, that is a choice. You have the choice to believe, you know, in possibilities and what you're capable of. You get the choice. And choosing to cultivate your magic does not mean that you let go of discernment. Actually, even more so, discernment is important when engaging with other realms. Like, are you kidding me? It's like extremely important. So yeah, we have temperance here over top. It's like, what was I gonna say? I had more, but yeah. Okay, what we're moving into, right? The future. It's Ace of Cups. And I think this is more of a personal inner peace and a personal rebirth opportunity than it is a collective message of everything's gonna be fine, you know. Compassion will bloom again. I mean, true, but are you gonna see that over culturally? No, I don't believe you will. I don't believe that we're gonna turn on the news tomorrow and it's gonna be better. That is, you know, something they used to say in journalism school was, if it bleeds, it leads. And it's true. we collectively put our attention on the most horrific things that happen. And I'm not saying that that's good or bad. It's both and it's neither. It simply is what we do. And there's this concept, if you've probably know this, but in case you don't, because lots of people listen to this. but there's this concept in magic, right? Where your attention, where you put your attention and your energy, it feeds that. We can feed things almost like an entity, right? It takes on a life of its own, right? So, and I have noticed that is the case with social media as well. I mean, it's why we have reality TV, right? The spectacle sort of becomes more important than the people or the humanity of the people involved. And so when I pull this Ace of Cups for the future, right, let me talk about all this doom and gloom, right? It's just the Capricorn in me just being realistic, like what I see here on planet Earth, right? It's that we will find this on a micro level, or shall I say in real life, in not just in individual instances, but maybe in places that are a little more cut off, that aren't so plugged in, right? Are you ever around people who are just really not plugged in? And it's like, I don't know, there's a part of me that finds it really refreshing. And then there's this other part of me that has to not try to correct or fix the things that people are saying. And that is something in myself I've sort of turned my attention to be like, why am I trying to edit other people? You know, I hate when people try to edit me, and I get it quite a bit. And I just, yeah, I don't like that. So that's something I'm working on. But yeah, we're moving into Ace of Cups. Find more compassion. If that compassion only comes from yourself, like, honestly, that's still amazing, because we talk about self-love and self-compassion, but actually practicing that is such a different thing. It is not about buying stuff. It is not about, you know, treats and fixes and immediate, like, instant gratification. It's actually, you know, a practice, right? And so whatever you're trying to birth at this time as well, I see Ace of Cups and it's like, you know, you might be getting ready to write a romance novel, right? This card still applies. If you're going to launch a podcast, you're going to write the book, you're going to, you know, if you're going to record an album, like, do it, do the thing. We have to express ourselves. You know, I was mentioning that numbness that some of us are into. If you feel yourself starting to go numb, you know, I am not here to blame and shame and tell you that's bad. I think we, not me, because this is something I personally cannot relate to. it's just not. I mean, there are times I've really wished that I could be number, you know, just for the sake of, like, not falling apart in public or something. But no, what I mean is, like, people go numb to survive. It's your brain trying to protect you. But in that numbness, what you may find is that you start being more numb to joy and numb to things that are good, right? Things you want to feel, pleasure, right? So yeah, with this Ace of Cups, if you are, you know, available for creating something that you care about, especially art and expressing yourself, like, please do so and keep, you know, keep feeling things. Because I think like I said, the discomfort, the suffering that you might be experiencing, there's something there. It's not just for the sake of feeling like shit. you know, pain in the body is something that, you know, it's hard to talk about unless you experience it. And when I'm experiencing it personally, it's hard for me to say, oh, there's a purpose for this. Like, it feels so shitty for someone to say that. Like, oh, your pain is for XYZ. Usually it's like to make you stronger. And it's like, I'm already strong. Like, it just, I don't know. Applying meaning can feel like a slap in the face. But I will say that that's sort of here on the Hanged One. And it's sort of here with the Five of Cups. Moving into the Ace of Cups. It's not sort of here, it is here, right? And in this case, with Temperance there on top, it's like, well, we have turned to every external source of information that we trusted. We have looked, we have sought out, you know, correct, accurate information externally. We are not receiving that, I would say. Every day, people more and more are distrustful of the mainstream media outlets and the other ways that we get information, like social media and other, you know, the news, right? So Temperance is here to say, okay, we have looked everywhere for answers. I guess we're going to have to talk to ourselves and our guardian angels and maybe just straight up God. Maybe you have to talk to God about it. I say that knowing not all of us, not all of you listening, believe in God, and that's fine. You know, sometimes I think God is just, we're all just little pieces of one big whole weird spirit. I don't know if that makes sense. Anyway, I'm just saying, if you're a total atheist and listening to this, it's fine. Just your higher self, right? The part of you that knows what you need. You can just reframe it that way. Okay. The advice cards are Four of Wands and the Death card. By the way, I had planned to use my Apparition Tarot deck because it's so Gemini. It is very airy and light and almost cartoony. It has fairies on it. It's so cute. But I ended up at the last moment reaching for the Somnia Tarot deck. So if you want to look at these cards, you can Google that deck and it's pretty neat. But yeah, okay, coming back. ADHD as hell. Yes. So the advice cards are Death and the Four of Wands. And so whatever you're shedding at this time, because that's really how I see death, whatever you're like closing the book on, letting go of, shedding, you know, if you need to ritualize that with the Four of Wands, if it needs to be a rite of passage for you, make it a thing. Even if you're ritualizing something just for yourself, you can do that. It's not a problem. It's not a waste of time. Acknowledging and setting space for yourself to process can be a ritual as well. So yeah, we have that Hanged One comes right before the Death card. So I've heard people say, and I really resonated with this, that the Hanged One, key 12, is the process of dying. And the Death card, key 13, is death itself. So death doesn't have to be so agonizing and painful. All of that discomfort and even enlightenment that comes through the Hanged Man, death, it's like, it's simply just letting it go. It's like, yes, that happened. That was real. And it's sort of, at least the card represents that moment of detachment, you know, total, like falling down, right? The leaf crunching, right? And disintegrating underfoot. It's sort of that's the image I got. Yeah. So I mentioned earlier too. Oh, I won't get into it. I could go so many places, but anyhow, if you take one thing away, let it be that Four of Wands here, this last card I pulled, which is just simply making space to acknowledge this time, the season you're in. I do hear that for some of us, that ritual can be related to writing and expression, and you don't have to share that with anyone, or you can do so without the intention of sharing, and maybe, you know, you're always allowed to change your mind. But yeah, I hope that you have a wonderful new moon. Yeah, what else was I going to say? I don't know. I'm tired. And just between us, everyone listening, which, you know, it varies between like 15 people and 200 people. Everyone listening, you know, I am a little weary. I'm weary. I find that being on the internet at the level that I am is just really painful. Not being available to people that I care about feels bad. Constantly being plugged in also feels bad. So I'm trying to figure out, you know, for myself, how I can, you know, asking the right questions and trying to figure out how I can rework my relationship to the internet, because I absolutely love talking to y'all. I love this work, and I love learning from people through this medium, you know, through the internet. But my mental health, man, it's pretty important. And I have to prioritize it. So we'll see what happens. My family is going on a trip in July. So I would say this month, May is almost over, but June, if you'd like a reading, get in with me. You can book me through Fiverr or through my website, sleepyhousehealing.com. You could hang with me on Patreon if you feel called, if you feel like these collective readings are valuable and you want to unlock additional content. I would love to give it to you through the Patreon. I go through phases, I'll just be honest. I will post a few times in a day. Sometimes I'll post multiple times a week, and then I might go 2 weeks and not post anything because I'm tired and, you know, I'm a parent and I have other jobs. So, I think like many people, I have many pots on the stove, and this season in particular, it's just a lot of things on the verge of boiling over. So anyway, I hope you have a great new moon. And if you're feeling like, I try to always answer this question too. If you're feeling like manifesting or beginning something, I do think for this time, you know, I'm hearing that like you can start visioning and turn over a new leaf, but we're still in Mercury retrograde. We're still, you know, we're in times, I would say, where I wouldn't do any like heavy manifestation work at the moment. Just, especially if your nervous system is as blown out as mine. So, you know, if you're feeling good and things are pretty relatively calm for you internally, maybe the answer is different for you. So I'll say that. But if you are, you know, working to calm the waters internally at this moment. I would say wait. Okay, I hope this helps. Bye.